Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today the power of Christ daily, the 7th of February 2016, a Sunday, Jesus said, but only one thing is necessary, part 2. Only one thing is necessary, if Jesus Christ said. And yesterday we had the part 1. Now, brothers and sisters, today, let's recap some of the things. This was an event whereby Martha welcomed Jesus into her home in Bethany, and Mary, the sister, was just sitting at Jesus' feet and continually listening to his teaching, while Martha had to run here and there serving Jesus Christ. And you know, Jesus has come with the 12 disciples, of course. So then this is going on, and Martha was so busy and distracted with all the serving responsibilities that she approached Jesus and said, "Lord, is it not of concern to you? Don't you care, Jesus, that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? How, Lord?" So there are many women now will be going and, okay, talking to the Lord, they'll be talking to the Jesus, their followers. And the Lord, this is like this and this is like that, and daily cares and wares and worries, they talk about it. And then when they're talking about it, "Lord, I'm facing this thing, I've got to cook so many things, a big function is coming." Today happened to be the eve of Chinese New Year. So in Malaysia, a lot of families going back and they're having this annual dinner, reunion dinner with their families. So a lot of cares, and Christian Chinese also going back, and they'll be having a lot of cares and troubles and running around, and this is a good time for them to listen to this. Whereby the woman will say, "I've got to prepare so many things. My son is coming back. My children are coming back." And the men also will run around and do things or whatever. Of course, if they are good husbands. Otherwise, they'll just lepa there or lazing there, and the woman has to do all kinds of things. Now, but when we are talking, and you may be talking to Jesus because it's Christian women, you know, they may be talking to Jesus, "Lord, I have so many things to do, this and that and all." And what, and this is exactly what Martha was saying, "Don't you care, Lord, you know, I have no concern to you, Lord, that my sister left me to do all these things alone." Now he said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious for so many things, but only one thing is necessary. And Mary had chosen the good part, that one thing, which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her. And that one thing is, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and all these things will be added." Now, yesterday there was a lot of explanation for that. Now, remember this. The kingdom of God, seek the kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, all these things added. So if you're not renewed in the spirit, you cannot understand these kind of things. And people cannot understand Jesus Christ's words until they accept first. Therefore, the faith in the spirit world, faith is the currency, they'll say. Faith is the item that you exchange for getting things in the spiritual world, in the spirit plane. It is faith in the worldly way, is money. You give money, you get buy a thing. You give money, you go and get an air ticket. You get money, you have to work and get some money. And then you take the money and you go and do this. Or do business, get some money. So money is the exchanging instrument. In the spiritual plane, faith is the exchanging instrument. Faith in Christ will never fail. Hope in Christ will never fail. So remember, in the spiritual world, you want to deal in the spiritual world, you want to deal with the spirit to get whatever Jesus has promised us, you have to use faith. You can't use physical work. "I will fast for 5 days and Jesus, God's hand will move." Some people are teaching this, they are wrong. So, and then many people following this, they find that nothing really has helped them. Because in Jesus' words itself is faith. The faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed is enough to move mountains. Now, brothers and sisters, it's very important for you to understand. That is why in the spiritual plane, Jesus has said, "You do not understand my words," written down scripture, "because you do not accept it." So only when you accept his words, if he says the word, say, "You have to seek the kingdom of God righteousness first." You accept it first. Only then you will begin to understand it. If you don't accept the statement like that, you won't understand it. For instance, one statement, "Let the dead bury the dead." That is, he's saying, let the spiritually dead bury the dead. If you don't accept the statement, or anyone loving father, mother, brother, sister, husband, child more than me is not worthy of me. You don't accept the statement. You will not understand it. In fact, you will get angry with it because you don't understand it. That's why the people who do not accept the word of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, they cannot understand it. And this went further on the Apostle John wrote there. They left, people left this congregation, left the church. Because he said they are not of us in the first place. If they were of us in the first place, they would not have left. Now, next John went on to say, they did not hear us. They do not hear us. They do not want to hear us. So therefore they are not of us. And they are not of God. Because they do not want to hear us, they are not of God. If they are of God, they would have heard us. They would have listened to the words that we are telling them. And now, the apostles are of course telling the words from God. Because they are moved by the Spirit to write commandments and write in the epistles, the letters. You see, the gospels are what? About Jesus. The apostles wrote about Jesus. And then the epistles are what? The letters are written to the churches. Paul wrote a lot of letters. John, Jude, James, and all that, right? Peter. Now, so they are saying, the Apostle John saying, they do not listen to us because they are not of us. If they are of us, they will listen to us. So therefore, what now? The same letters are now we are reading. The same letters to the churches that John wrote, Paul wrote, Peter wrote, Jude wrote, James wrote, all these people, we are now reading. Now in this reading, we will take these words of God and release it to the word of God, although written by the apostles through the unction of the Holy Spirit. And you release it to people and they don't accept it means, then they won't listen to it and they will leave. And nothing anybody can do. We are not the jail wardens or dictators or whatever. We will say, no, if you want to follow, you have to follow like this. Now if you don't follow, then nothing else we can do. Because we will continue following. And then another thing, they get upset. That really baffles me. They get upset. But when they don't want to follow, I say, look, don't follow, it's okay. You don't have to be part of this. But they get upset, you know why? That means literally, they want me to follow what they are saying. Can you imagine that? They get upset. Why must follow this word like that? Hey, this is how we follow. Don't we have a freedom and a right to follow what we are believing in what is written in the scripture? If you don't want to follow, it's okay. But then that is your issue with God. But you do not force us to follow what you believe. But that's what people want. When they want to their own way, they will try to condemn what we are believing. And I'm believing by showing the scriptures repeatedly to people. And they don't want to believe that. That means they don't want to believe the apostles. When they do not want to hear the apostles, they are not part of the apostles group. This is a group that has come down. The words have come down. Brothers and sisters, today important. Now, then so if a person is not renewed in the spirit of the mind, he'll say, how? Then just listen to Jesus. Because the Bible says, continually listening to his teaching. See, that's the feet. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus Christ, continually listening to Jesus. Now what has happened is, Jesus has made it simple. Because now the Spirit of Jesus now is inside us through the Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit. And we are inside Him through the Holy Spirit also. And He is seated at the right hand side of Father God, and everything is under His feet. This is all according to Scripture, everything is under His feet. But why? Father God put everything under His feet. And now, when Father God put everything under His feet, everything is also under our spiritual feet. We can take control. We can command in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is why there's one verse is saying here. Matthew 12:28. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. Now what is the commandment He gave us? Spread the gospel and then good news. And then those who believe, these signs will follow. They cast out evil spirit in my name. Now, anger is the evil spirit. Don't wait for big time deliverance, you know, somebody is now frothing the mouth or something. Somebody losing the mind or something. Deliverance has a ton on earth. Because we have all kinds of evil spirits attacking us. Many will already be with us when we came to the Lord, Jesus Christ. And then we begin to change. And we see one anger. Oh, all the time getting anger. That means, I have a spirit of anger. Start casting out in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why, and He says what here, Matthew 12:28. Jesus said, if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. So when you go around casting out evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, you are bringing the kingdom of God to them. What is the kingdom of God? Yesterday we dealt with that. It is the condition of your soul. It's a condition of your heart. It's a condition of righteousness, peace and joy. See, it is in, that one is in Romans 14, 17. This is a very important definition. Romans, because for a couple of years I didn't know this after coming. When I asked people, yes, sister, I want to do the kingdom of God. I want to seek the kingdom of God first. They couldn't tell me how. They gave me wishy-washy answers. They finally, by God, Jesus Christ's mercy, He showed me this through somebody who was preaching on earth. I can't remember who. So suddenly it struck me, hey, this is the kingdom of God. It's not a place, it's not a thing, it is a condition of your soul. It's a condition of your soul. So you must be in the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace and joy. That's the one thing you must seek first, to have righteousness, peace and joy. And this can come only from Jesus Christ. Why? My righteousness is like filthy rags, Jesus already said in His word. All our righteousness, I mean whatever we try to do right, is filthy rags. He cannot accept it. His righteousness comes because of His blood washes away my sins, and I have righteousness of Christ in me now. And then what happens when I understand that, and in faith I believe it, then peace and joy will come when I begin to worship, sing songs, talk about Him, think about Him, meditate on the Word of God, meditate on the things that have gone wrong, because we are listening to Him as Mary was continually listening to His teaching. His teaching will also be examine yourself. When you continually listen to His teaching will be examine yourself and see where you are wrong, and then ask for forgiveness from people, ask for forgiveness from Christ, and also forgive people, because unforgiveness will never get righteousness, peace and joy. If you have any unforgiveness in you, you will never have righteousness, peace and joy. Now righteousness, peace and joy is a continual thing. Now Mary had to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ, continually listening to Him. We are continually can listen to Jesus Christ because He is in us through the Holy Spirit. And so whenever you are doing anything, you can still talk to Him. And He will prompt you. The Holy Spirit will convict you when you are going towards sin. He will talk to you. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. It's a wonderful thing. So it's not a, and then, but to do that, what we need to do? We need to spend time listening to the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, checking and against our conduct, the Word of God, whether we have completed, and then be a doer of the Word. If you don't be a doer of the Word, Book of James says, you are like a man or a woman who looks in the mirror, and then when you turn away, you forgot what you look like. Hopeless, lah. So pray Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, today become a doer of the Word. Now seek the kingdom of God, righteousness first. So unconverted mind will say, then what? Just go, listen to God. I've got a problem. I just stand there and listen to God. That is why they do not know. He will do something for you. Because when you keep listening to God, listen to the Word of God, listen to Jesus Christ on and on, inside suddenly the Holy Spirit will tell you a direction to do. When He gives you a direction to do, that's the right direction to go. And you go, and there will be peace when you are going for it. There will be righteousness, peace and joy in you when you are going for the decision. However difficult the issue, there will be righteousness, peace and joy. Because you waited on the Lord, you talked to Him, and finally there is a settlement. Even sometimes in very difficult cases, say somebody is, loved one is seriously in hospital, joy may not come, but there will be a peace. The peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, will be with you and in you. So the kingdom of God is a condition of your soul. In the spiritual world, that condition of your soul is the governance, the governing body of your governing authority of you. Righteousness, peace and joy must rule over you. The peace of God must rule over you. Now, that's why He says, and some of you do what? You start casting out evil spirits. Because then the kingdom of God has come upon you and come upon others when you begin to do it for others. Now, that's why in Luke 17:21, Jesus says, nor will they say, see here, see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is where? Within you. This you can understand, the kingdom of God is within you. If the kingdom of God within you means righteousness, peace and joy is within you. That is how you know the kingdom of God is within you. Now, so I do nothing. No, you have to do, but you have to wait on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for our own sake. No, you're not praying to move God. You're praying, so when you're praying the promises of God into you or yourself, the spirit man will get faith on the promise. Your faith will rise on the promise. And that faith will then take you through. Because first of all, righteousness, peace and joy will come, because the kingdom of God within you is being risen. And then the Spirit of God will begin to move your steps if you allow Him. If you still want your own way, then nothing anybody can do. Because even when you want your own way, your own will, Jesus Christ will not intervene. Jesus Christ will not intervene. Why? Because He has given you a will. Even after you have said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Master, and you still want to do your own way and you will, He will allow you. Because He is a good God. He is a just God. He will not force us. But what will happen? Trouble will come. What I used to say, dungeons will come. The demons will come. Because why? They know you are doing your own will and you have no power over demons. You are doing the word of God's will, Jesus Christ's will, you have power over demons because you will be casting them out. They are afraid of you. So, but if you don't do that, you want your own will, then the demons will come. I call them anjings will come. And they will begin to bite you because the devil came to steal, kill and destroy. And then you begin to have little problems, starting little problem here and little problem there. And you will begin to brush off. Many people brush off small problems and take it. Then there's an analogy. Analogy is an example to make things clearer. Like a frog was caught in a pond by a boy and put in a pot. Then you say, very unsettling, suddenly I'm in a pot. And finally you carry, the thing is shaking. You are, hey, quite comfortable, falls asleep. Goes there and puts on a stove. The frog doesn't know. And he lights the fire. And the fire begins to slowly, water begins to heat up. Oh, very nice, comfortable. The frog finally wakes up dead because boiling water. That's why in a small trouble, you begin to ignore, you begin to check. Am I going away from Christ? Is the anjing has come? Has Satan come to steal, kill and destroy? There's examining to do. Not every time blaming people. There are people, whenever trouble comes, blame everybody else, but never themselves. So brothers and sisters, today, you know the kingdom of God is within you. Now exercise. Do the right thing. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.